hey GPT, write me a good YouTube script about AI. The world changed when ChatGPT became a thing. Suddenly half the kids at school are using it in one way or the other for their research tasks, and the other half become cooked because, well, they don't have 15-page essay drafts. This is Juvenis Podcast, and this episode is on AI. Isn't it so nice to not have to work but still get good results? Is there a homework you don't want to do? Or paste a question into ChatGPT? Did you get a text from a girl and you're too shy to reply? Well, ask ChatGPT for help. In a society where almost everyone has access to the internet, we can kind of split people into two categories. The first are the guys who thug it out, the integrists, they actually put in work. And the other category are the people who text ChatGPT more than their mum. If you're a fan of GPT, you're probably enjoying yourself a lot right now. But think a month ahead, 2 months, 3 months. Think about when your exams pull up. You're chilling all year long, then final exams come up, and then you kind of realize, wait, hold up, where's ChatGPT? You don't have ChatGPT, and they're not there to help you with every second question. It's pretty obvious, but when it comes to things that actually matter, you will regret becoming so damn dependent on AI. Everyone's watched a movie scene where AI takes over the world. Like, hopefully that won't happen to us, but the really crazy thing is, like, when I use ChatGPT, I catch myself saying please, thank you, and all of that stuff. So I'm pretty much treating ChatGPT like a real person. And then when you find articles where some sort of AI deepfake Elon Musk is like scamming $50,000 from South Korean ladies, you get kind of concerned because maybe that'll be you getting scammed in a decade once AI advances. So GPT enthusiasts, stop waiting for GPT-6 or whatever number it's on now. Because using AI stops you from doing stuff legit and gaining the skills necessary for success. No pain, no gain. Keep hustling and see you next video.